You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.
Hello and welcome to this Times Higher Education podcast special looking at the results of the 2018 THE World University Rankings. My name is Chris Parr. I'm joined here in Red Lion Square just outside THE's London headquarters by rankings editor Phil Beatty and student editor Sita Bardwa. We'll run through the all-important top 10 institutions in just a moment before hearing a little bit more about the resources that will be available to students off the back of this launch. But first, Phil, let's come to you very quickly. It's a big year for the university rankings. This year there are more institutions than ever on this list.
That's right, yep, we've hit the 1,000 mark. We've always been seeking to improve our engagement with universities across the world. This year we're ranking officially 1,000 universities. We've actually featured 1,102 universities on our website, so it's the most comprehensive, the most inclusive ranking we've ever had, thanks to outstanding engagement from institutions right across the world, sharing data and seeking to be benchmarked with us.
How long is it until there's more institutions on the list than there are actually off it?
Well, there are about 20,000 higher education institutions in the world. We are only ranking research-led universities. You have to publish 1,000 research papers to be included. You have to teach undergraduate courses as well as offer PhD. So actually, I think we're going to settle for around about 1,000. I don't think we should rank beyond that. So we've hit our targets, but it means that we'll also settle the ranking down now and restrict it to this group, because we want to compare like with like. We want to compare global research-focused universities with each other. And if we go too far down the list, we're looking at teaching-led or regional institutions that are different and should be assessed by different criteria.
Indeed. Well, just to give you that top 10 now, before we go any further, this year, the 2018 THE World University Rankings, at number 10, well, joint 10th, is the University of Pennsylvania in the US. Joining them at number 10 is ETH Zurich in Switzerland. At 9, it's the University of Chicago. At 8, it's Princeton. At 7, it's Harvard. At 6, it's MIT. At 5, Stanford University. We have a joint third place for Caltech and, Caltech and Stanford. At number 2 is the University of Cambridge, and holding on to the number one spot is the University of Oxford. It's easy to see the big headline there, Phil. The top two both in the UK. Oxford holds its position as number one, and Cambridge jumping up a little bit.
Yeah, I have to admit, I was actually quite surprised when the data came through. You know, we've been a bit gloomy in the UK. We've worried about Brexit. We've worried about relative decline. So it was a real surprise to see Cambridge taking the number two spot. It's the first time in the 14 annual editions of the ranking that the US hasn't had either a number one or a number two spot. So it's a really dramatic result. What we've seen here really is actually no one's declining in any sense, but Cambridge increased its research funding at a higher rate than Stanford and Caltech. And just marginal issues really make the difference there. It's been a very good year financially for Oxford and Cambridge, and their research impact is maintained at the very highest level.
Indeed. Any other countries we should look out for? Any other regions? Obviously, the top 10, as you'd expect, is dominated by the US still, just the one European institution, Switzerland, if you don't count the two UK ones. What's the picture like in the rest of the world?
Well, I've been editing the rankings now for 8 years, and it's almost becoming a cliche. I sound like a stuck record, but what we're seeing yet again is further evidence of the rise of Asia, in particular China. It wasn't too long ago we had only two Chinese universities in the top 200, Peking and Tsinghua. Those two universities have continued to rise. They're now both in the top 30 in the world. But really significantly is that the other sort of next tier of Chinese universities in the C9 have broken into the top 200. So we have seven Chinese universities in the top 200, up from four last year, up from two just a few years ago. So Asia's rise is a huge story. Singapore is doing well again. The NUS is Asia's number one. It's crept up closer and closer to the top 20 and 22nd. Mixed picture for other parts of the world. The emerging economies have struggled. Russia's had a mixed picture. Its top institution has declined a bit more. India's top university has declined a bit more. Brazil's had a pretty poor year. So emerging economies are really struggling with that lack of investment in higher education, that lack of international outlook. But East Asia in particular rising. Big nations like Australia holding firm. Nations like the UK doing remarkably well in the face of real serious competition.
Indeed. Well, you can access all those results on www.theWUR.com. You can also head over to timeshighereducation.com and click the rankings tab there for all the results. That's the top 1,000 and all the analysis too. It's a lot of data, Sita, and these rankings are always watched very closely by students as well as academics. How are we at THE helping students to get to the bottom of it to find the things that they need?
So what we're doing at the moment is updating all of the Best in University articles, which there's basically articles for almost every country. There's the UK, the US, Australia, Canada, China, and so many more. And each of these articles have a little description on the country itself and then on each of the top fives in that country, as well as links to resources that can help with the application processes for students and blogs written by students who have studied in those countries, both international and local students. On top of that, if you are interested in looking at a particular university in more detail, you can click through to the institution's individual profiles, where there's information on the courses that the institution offers, how it compares with other universities, how it ranks in other rankings, such as the Japan ranking or the Latin America ranking. And these articles are so helpful with helping local and international students to explore the best universities in a particular region or country.
Indeed, yeah, there's lots more interactive graphics to explore in all those profiles too. And there's a profile for every institution on the list, so do make sure you check those out if you're interested in any particular institutions. That's all for this podcast. As I said, you can head over to thewur.com for all the results and analysis. If you're on Twitter, you can follow the rankings on at THE World Uni Rank. If you're a student and you want to get more on all that advice and all that information and guidance that Sita was talking about, you can find her on at THE Uni Advice. Also, there is at Times Higher Ed for all the overall analysis and rankings. That's all for this THE podcast. Do head over to our website if you're after some more detail.
You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.